Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, yep, founderscode.com, is Denise Simon. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to talk about the southern border, because while we've been all wrapped up in Afghanistan and other places, the number of encounters, just the number of encounters with migrants trying to enter the U.S. illegally at the southwest border and coming from countries other than Mexico, folks, and the Northern Triangle, have climbed to a new high of 61,484 in August. Now, this is an astonishing 1,690% increase from the same month last year. Take it away.
There are 10,500 people, 10,500 people under that bridge right now.
Yep.
With another, according to the intelligence that they're seeing, with another 10,000 on the way.
Yep.
Now, what is particularly terrifying about this is that the 10,000 that are under that bridge, as we speak, are mostly all Haitians.
Yeah.
And the question becomes, who told these Haitians, in the last week or so to get here? During all of this yesterday, because Fox News is the only news organization that is using a drone for news reporting down there.
Mm-hmm.
As Bill Malusian, who used to be the roving reporter for Fox out of Los Angeles, he has been at that border all this time. Yesterday, Pete Buttigieg, who is the Secretary of Transportation, told the FAA to terminate access to the skies for drone operations at that bridge.
Yep, because it was too dangerous.
No, there wasn't. It wasn't about danger. It was about not reporting what was going on there.
Yeah, they were interfering with the government flights, I was told, but go ahead.
No, there were no government flights.
Correct.
None.
Correct.
None. Mm-hmm. None. They wouldn't give Fox News a real reason.
Yep.
So, Fox had to shut down their drones. In the meantime, Ted Cruz was down there last night. He knew about this, so he was filming on the ground, obviously, using his cell phone, then saying, and he uploaded the filming to Fox and said, I guess my cell phone is the new Fox drone.
Yeah.
This is a coordinated situation that 10,000 of them are Haitians.
Yep.
Almost everybody under that bridge.
Yep.
So we have some interesting moving parts here. None of the other news networks other than Fox are reporting what is going on down there at that bridge.
Right.
So here's the thing. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. With 1.5 million that have already come through that southern border, with 10,000 sitting there now and another 10,000 on the way, that is an invasion. So, truly, we are in a situation now where this is a major violation of the Constitution in its face. You don't have to, I mean, the evidence is there. If for nothing else, it's sitting on Ted Cruz's cell phone now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an invasion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't disagree with you, but then the second part of this is the U.S.-Mexican border apprehensions are up 106% since February, up 317% since a year ago, and, of course, the report of that caravan you're talking about en route to the Texas-Mexican border ought to scare the bejesus out of everybody.
Correct.
Yep.
Now what do we do? I believe that the Biden operation was using during the campaign. Remember that they said, you know, we will not deport, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I think this got out of hand for them. I don't think that they thought it was going to get this bad.
Right. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, a lot more with Denise Simon. And caller, hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back to ask your question. When we do come back, we're going to get into the Durham investigation. And we're also going to talk about the United States and the United Kingdom going to help Australia build a nuclear-powered submarine. Told you so a while ago. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And this portion of the conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, you know, education of our youth has always been critical, and we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were being presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that just is no longer the case. It ain't happening. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. And we welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup, the author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids to learn about American history. Imagine that. And the sooner we get to them with the correct information, the better off we are. So for you grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and parents, too, that are homeschooling your kids, this is an opportunity for you to do something. Go to TuggyThePatriotPup.com, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, the website. Check out the books that are there. They're also in English and Spanish, and you'll get a chance to meet Lauren up close and personal the 23rd next week when we have our great event at the Grand Hyatt here in Tampa with Governor DeSantis and the panel that's going to be there discussing some business stuff. All right, let's go back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have Mike in Clearwater with a question. Okay, Mr. Mike, what's your question?
Good morning, Denise. Let me first start out by saying that there's a lot of great people that work in the FBI, so what I'm about to say does not include the folks that work hard every day that do what they're supposed to do. But having said that, you know, you got people in there like Peter Strzok, and you got people in there like James Comey, who, as far as I'm concerned, both of those people should be under the jail. Not in the jail, but under the jail. And you know, the FBI seems to bungle anything and everything that they're tasked with investigating. In the early part of when Afghanistan was evacuated, anybody and everybody ran into those planes, and those planes took off. And if those people made it here, and these FBI people are supposed to, you know, vet them and find out who they really are, I got to tell you, Denise, with the FBI's track record in the last 5 or 10 years, I don't trust them as far as I can, you know, throw them. So I think the FBI is corrupt. I think the higher-ups are corrupt, and I think it needs to be cleaned up, and I just want to see what your thoughts on that are. Thank you so much.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, in this particular case, the FBI is not the lead agency on vetting the refugees from Afghanistan. This is coming from, it's being led by the State Department and the Department of Homeland Security. Now, the FBI is under the Department of Justice. They have these databases, you know, that they have information that they put into these databases based on intelligence and based on evidence that goes into them that creates the no-fly list and, you know, so forth and so on. And that is all that the State Department / Border Patrol, because we do have Border Patrol people that are in Doha, and the Department of Homeland Security are doing. So I don't disagree with you. However, they have found two of the Afghan refugees just in the last day. One had already been deported.
The one for rape?
Yes, mm-hmm. And something else. And then another one yesterday that was stopped at Dulles Airport. So mm-hmm. they found two. But that doesn't, you know, there's hundreds of thousands that have already left.
Right.
So, and the people that have already left are not all of your translators and your SIVs.
No.
And not by a long stretch.
Right.
Therein lies a bigger problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Bagammon Bob real quick. Okay, Bagammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. These press conferences at Biden, they're becoming almost like Weekend at Bernie's.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the coronavirus. I saw where the latest, week on the internet, said the effectiveness of the Pfizer drug against the variant D is 36 to 96. That's a pretty big range. And I'm thinking mm-hmm. that they ought to be having a booster shot that's catered specifically for the variant D. And the last thing is, the governor of Texas says they ought to just go their own way and disregard Biden. Stuff. Can they do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it.
All right, okay. Well, let's start with the Texas thing first, because you and I were talking about that.
They can't really just disregard legally, but at this point, the federal government is acting illegally, so I guess two wrongs here could, in fact, make a right. If Texas acts illegally and just shuts down all the entry, the six entry locations, which they attempted to actually do yesterday, and it got a little on, it kind of went sideways, because they would do it at the request of Border Patrol. So Governor Abbott was said, okay, fine. And then the Department of Homeland Security stepped in and went over to Border Patrol and told Border Patrol to rescind the request, which the Border Patrol did. And so then he couldn't close those borders.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's how that one worked.
Okay. I guess we answered his questions. Okay. All right. Now, let's go to John Durham's investigation. We have another indictment, and this is critical.
You have to kind of read the 27 pages to kind of get to see how what Durham is really doing here. But this is really quite fascinating, because there are actually two emails in here, and the two emails and the way it's laid out, the whole indictment. But this is fascinating, because they are admitting they have the evidence And in the evidence, which is in an email, there is an admission there that the entire Russia collusion thing was a hoax.
Yeah.
These lawyers at Perkins Coie, which was Mark Elias, I would say he's more dangerous than Hillary Clinton, if that's even possible.
Mm-hmm.
But they're admitting that there was never going to be anything, and he, Mark Elias, and Hillary Clinton concocted the whole Russia thing, and then they just ran with it. It became a form of policy.
Mm-hmm.
Really, because it got the FBI involved, it got the Department of Justice. So it was all a hoax, and it's in the email. The fact that they've indicted Sussman is kind of a deck chair off the Titanic, but because of the emails and what's in this indictment tells us that not only should Trump... I don't even know how he can possibly get retribution on this.
Mm-hmm.
But the federal government should actually sue the federal government, if you understand what I'm saying.
Because I do.
Mm-hmm. He had to pay all that money for the Mueller investigation. It put Congress through a whole bunch of nonsense. But what do we do as voters?
Yeah.
You know, they and media. Mm-hmm. I mean. It's in the email. The whole thing was a concocted hoax.
Right.
Now, we pretty much knew that,
mm-hmm.
but here's the evidence. Here's the admission in two of the emails.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Hillary should never she should never see daylight again.
Mm-hmm.
And neither should Mark Elias
mm-hmm.
or Perkins Coie. I'd take down the law firm, to mm-hmm. be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously that's the case, and we get it. We're running out of time, but very quickly, the United States and the United Kingdom has agreed to help Australia build a nuclear-powered submarine to counter the threat from China.
We are sharing the technology mm-hmm. with what they call the Quad, okay?
Right.
We are sharing technology, and I don't have necessarily a problem with that, but I will tell you that France is furious.
Yeah, they are.
They're beyond angry at the United States for cutting them out with all the work that they have done on the war on terror. And they have.
Yep.
They have done, their special forces have done some great work. In fact, they took out the number one mm-hmm. Islamic State leader in the Sinai.
Yeah, right. Yep. So France is doing above and beyond the call of duty. Little old Macron has stepped up. Okay, got to let you go. We'll talk to you tonight. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out everything that she writes, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. In the meantime, I'll be right back with more and the Military and Veterans News Report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America could be one step closer soon to COVID-19 booster shots for those 16 years of age and older. A Friday meeting of the FDA aims to evaluate safety and effectiveness data submitted by the maker Pfizer-BioNTech.
The all-day session will be live-streamed on the FDA's website and its YouTube channel. President Biden saying he'd like to see additional booster shots approved by the 20th of this month, as right now they are approved only for people who are immunocompromised. A rally this Saturday in Washington, D.C. has the National Guard preparing to deploy if need be, and a fence has gone up around the Capitol again. Around 700 to 1,000 demonstrators are reportedly planning to gather to support more than 600 people who were arrested during the January attack at the Capitol. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You bet it is. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy, Bo Browning was in the studio yesterday telling you about these schools, the two campuses they have and what they do there. And I'm going to let them tell you more about what that is that they do right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you and train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. The first one I'll tell you about is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. But at either campus, you can ask to take the tour, whichever one's closest to you. All you got to do is call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And in doing so, ask to take
the tour of one of their facilities. Ask to take the tour. Now, here's what you'll be able to do. You'll be able to talk to students that are there. You'll be able to talk to instructors that are there. You'll also be able to talk to the financial people that handle the student loans and the veterans loans that you can run your GI Bill through. Because for anybody that hasn't used their GI Bill benefits post 9-1-1, this will be covered by the GI Bill. Now, again, I'll give you the phone number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour at either one of their campuses, the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. And, of course, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, some interesting aircraft news here. The United States Air Force Special Operations Command Wing is moving forward with plans for an MC-130J seaplane. Now, basically, that's the C-130 that you see flying around, standard operating equipment in the Air Force and the Navy and the Army. They all have them. And the best thing about this plane, especially using it with special operations, would be it offers nearly unlimited water landing zones, providing significant flexibility for the joint forces, whether it's Army, Marines, Air Force, Navy, whatever, with a flying aircraft that's capable of landing on the water, dropping them where they need to be, and then taking off again and coming back when they need to be picked up again. This is a tremendous advantage because back in the days, we had the big seaplanes that used to do this sort of thing and got away from them. And we'll see if they bring it back. It would give us a significant heads up and an advantage that some of the others don't have. Now, an ongoing global posture review and a 2022 update to the National Defense Strategy will provide the U.S. Navy more clarity on what its roles and expectations will be in an increasingly competitive maritime space. Can't wait to see what that's going to be. Speaking of competing, the United Kingdom and the United States and Australia have announced a special security pact to share advanced defense technologies in an effort to counter China. Now, part of this is going to be the U.S. and the U.K. are going to help China build a nuclear submarine. Now, the people that are really upset about this are France, because they were first in the pecking order, and they were going to do exactly that, but not anymore. They've been shut out by the UK and the US. I think they should be included in this in some way, but we'll see. By the way, the Capitol Police have requested the National Guard to help them out in the September 18th rally, backing the January 6th rioters that's coming. That would be this weekend in Washington, D.C. The Pentagon did not specifically say what kind of support the National Guard would be lending the Capitol Police, but we can only assume it's manpower and possibly some of their armor, as we've seen before. Now, a new book to be released next week, called Peril, says that General Milley took steps to guard against Trump's launching a questionable military strike in the final days of his presidency against China. Now, this is absolutely created a firestorm. No doubt about it. And Milley has denied any wrongdoing amidst calls for his resignation over details in the new book. Now, if he did not notify his superiors as to what he was doing, then yes, they have a legitimate beef and a legitimate case against him. But if he notified them, and they're saying he didn't, if he notified them, then he's in the clear. The only problem is, so far, the people that should have been notified are speaking up, the former Trump people, and saying they never heard a word. out of Millie. So we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to find out about this, and it may not be pretty for Millie. Now, tens of thousands of staffers either have not started the vaccine regimen yet or have not filed paperwork showing their vaccine status, and they only have a few days left at the VA to get their COVID vaccines or get fired. That's the alternative. Either get the shot or you're done. Don't know how that's going to work out, but we'll have to wait and see. Also, the Afghan man who was killed in the drone strike last month in Afghanistan was described as an enthusiastic and beloved longtime employee at an American humanitarian organization. His colleagues say, painting a stark contrast to the Pentagon's claims that he was an Islamic State militant about to carry out an attack on American troops. Military made a big mistake. They're not owning up to it. And that's going to be a mistake on their part. Big time. But nobody seems to want to acknowledge that over there. You don't want to acknowledge your mistakes, even though they made a big one. Now, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a spokesperson, Colonel Dave Butler, has confirmed that Joint Chiefs of Chairman General Mark Milley called his Chinese counterparts after the January 6th riot at the Capitol, but said those calls were routine. Well, they're routine if you tell the people above you that you're making the calls. You don't just talk to somebody in Russia or China because you feel like it. It does not work that way. Now, the statement was made in response to reports that a forthcoming book says that Milley once told his Chinese counterpart that he would give him a heads up before any attack on China by the U.S. That's the quote. And again, if that's true, that's an Article 94 court-martial, first edition. We'll see. We'll see. We don't know what's going to happen. So we'll just sit back and we'll wait and we'll watch and see. Now, coming up on the program, we're going to be taking a look at this money I'm going to talk about with Chris Markowski. This money that's going for humanitarian reasons to the Taliban. We need to make sure it does just exactly what they say it's going to do, because if not, I know, you know, we know that it will be used for nefarious purposes to carry out more of their terrorist activity. So, we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I am going to take it away right now in this portion of the program. My conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura vehicle. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away a leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body design, double wishbone suspension, and it now comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back like mine. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save package for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S,
MossAcura.com. That's MossAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch more money, too. Okay, good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Okay, it's being said we're going to give the Taliban 64 million dollars. I'll get it right in a minute. $64 million in humanitarian aid. Now, my question to you during the break when we were talking was, as long as this is food and that sort of thing, it's probably okay. But if we're going to give them money, the money is not going to go where it's going to go, in my opinion.
No, I hope that that's the case. You want to send them, food items and things that people who are suffering need. I can understand that. But sending just, cold hard cash, we already left enough of that lying around. We don't need to send more of that there. We've sent enough of that there. Yeah, again, there's certain provinces, certain area of that country that are having a difficult time. We want to try to help them out. Okay. It seems to me it's like it's a lot. But, cash? No, I certainly hope not.
Yeah. Now, we're hearing a lot about Joe Manchin, and he's not going to vote for the $3.5 trillion bill, and that's going to throw everything into a quagmire. But the person we're also not hearing one word about is Kyrsten Sinema, the Arizona senator, who's quietly been sitting there holding out saying that she's not going to vote for it either.
Again, I hope that's the case. I'll believe it when I see it. Oftentimes, many of these people in power will say, I'm not going to sign something and then get some sort of goodies tacked into the bill, and then they end up signing it, basically kind of a payoff to some degree in Washington speak. So we'll see at this point in time. Again, I don't know how this one's going to get to the parliamentarian anyway, based upon some of the stuff that's already stuck into it.
Now, here's one for you. 123 Texas landowners are going to allow Texas to put the border fencing on their property. Not the wall, the border fencing, which is going to be 15 foot high with barbed wire at the top.
Well, listen, you can continue to put up fences. You can try to, keep people from coming here. What was the number yesterday? Over 200,000? We heard, coming through.
That was from Afghan. Those were the Afghans.
Oh, those are Afghan.
There's more than that when you add in the other stuff here, but that's okay.
Yeah, you got the people coming from, the south. I mean,
They're all from Haiti, for God's sake. All the people under that bridge are from Haiti.
Well, again, the Haitians, I'm sure that there's been a greater influx of them because of the latest earthquake that took place there and the devastation that was there. So, again, you're probably going to get more of them. I mean, it's just we're a landing spot, and we're having a really difficult time controlling this situation, whether it be from Central America, or the South America, Haiti, you name it. We're not really doing much about it.
Now, explain to me what Senator Elizabeth Warren is up to when she says the regional federal banks must stop leaders from trading in stocks.
And again, there's been a couple instances, which is interesting. It's like hell's freezing over and pigs are flying. I happen to agree with Elizabeth Warren. I don't think that the people that are on the Federal Reserve should be trading in stocks at all. I think that they should have it. If they're going to do it, it should be a blind trust, where they have money managers doing it for them. They just have too much information in regards to what's going to happen next. I think the same thing holds true for politicians, and that often is not the case. I mean, we had the Stock Act, which really doesn't do much at all, but I happen to agree with her on this one. I think if you're a member of the Federal Reserve Board and you have knowledge in regards to interest rates and money flows and all that good stuff, you shouldn't be able to act upon it.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't this insider trading?
Yeah, you're absolutely 110% right. It is.
Are they able to do that with the position?
They've been doing it. Congress has been doing it and their staff have been doing it for a long, long time, things that we're not able to do. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even aware, that this was the case with the members of the Federal Reserve. I thought for sure they would have to keep their money in a blind trust.
I did too.
All right, well, here's one for you. Former Vice President Mike Pence is reportedly seeking some $18 million to start a campaign fund for his potential run for the White House. He's talking about running for president.
Interesting. I'm kind of surprised at that. I think that I would have thought that maybe his wife would have said, "All right, enough, Mike. We went through a ton the last run around there." So I find that kind of fascinating. Very well mannered, well spoken. Obviously, he was in our business. He used to be a talk radio show host,
he's a news guy
back in the day. So he's very, very good. So we'll see. We'll see. He's a pretty impressive guy.
Now, the Biden administration is probing, get this, why gasoline prices are not falling. The price of gasoline has actually gone up 2 cents a gallon since the last time we talked. It's at $2.18 a gallon. What's the retail price up by you?
It's pretty expensive. I think there's a lot of inventory drawdowns up here. You're going to have the changeover to different blends very shortly in various different areas of the country, depending upon where you live. But it's gotten pretty expensive over here.
All right. Well, in some cases right here in my backyard, it's over $3 a gallon, but you can still find it for $2.99 if you look. Otherwise, it's $3.09, $3.08, $3.07, that sort of thing going on right now in the Tampa Bay area, which is the first time it's been over $3 a gallon for more than a day or two. But the price of oil has not gone up that much. So consequently, I think they're we're getting screwed, blued, and tattooed again. That's my opinion.
Well, there's oil and gasoline. Like I said, believe it or not, there's two different things. I mean, one affects the other, but you've also got the situation where you had, refineries that were taken offline, because of Hurricane Ida, which obviously leads to some supply disruptions. We don't have enough refineries here in this country, in my opinion. It can be problematic when some of these storms through, and you get supply issues, and obviously you're going to have prices go up.
And I've been saying for years, we need one in Florida. The perfect place to put it is Pensacola, right there at the old Navy base, and have an offshore tanker fleet right there and all that sort of stuff. And Florida could be energy self-sufficient with what's right off our coastline.
Hey, listen, not a bad idea at all. Being self-sufficient, independent is the way to go. Ask Europe, who's in all sorts of dire straits right now because of their energy issues.
Yeah. Now, we're running out of time, so what I want to say is you got the weekend show coming up on many of the same stations that I'm talking on right now, and the best way to find out about you is to go to watchdogonwallstreet.com, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Yes, it is.
And you still... Go ahead.
Your name. Yeah, all sorts of great stuff. Free stuff there at my site at watchdogonwallstreet.com.
Yeah, and you've got the podcast, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, the Daily Podcast. So check that out, folks. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Go over there, check it out, and find out more about what he does, and sign up for his newsletter. He has a monthly newsletter that comes out that he's been known for years and years and years. We'll be right back with Frank Salato. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.